Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Welcome back to South Lake Carroll with Union. Carroll leads this as we begin the second quarter. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins on the sidelines, Richard and Jeff Johns with us as well. It'll be second and goal for South Lake when we come back, but quickly to Doc Blevins, going to have an offensive change when we come back?
Yes, I talked to Grady, and he said he's going in this next series.
By Grady, he means Grady Davenport. That is the other quarterback. He will be in. Second down and goal for South Lake Carroll. They lead 3-0 over the Union Redskins. Audric Gaines, the transfer, has been big for them. Johansson, the other running back, hasn't done much. They'll set the ball down. They'll be at the near hash mark. Holmes, the quarterback, in the shotgun. He's standing around his 8. Union with 3 down linemen, 2 stand-up ends. They're crowded up. They hand off to Gaines. He bounces to the outside, shakes one tackle, but he can't shake another. The first guy there was Kyrie Fisher. Patrick Fields made the final tackle, and now it's going to be 3rd down and goal for South Lake, and a really nice stand so far by this Union defense.
Great job by Fisher getting right upfield and just not securing that tackle on the outside. Would have been a tackle for 3 or 4 loss. They still make him a tackle for maybe 2 loss, though.
3rd down and goal from their own 3 for South Lake. Again, Gaines to the offset right. Holmes, that quarterback in the shotgun, standing in at the 8. He's going to hand in sight. Nope, he's going to fake it and throw it, and that ball's incomplete. He was trying to go to Jackson Davis, overthrew it. It was a really good fake in there by Holmes, but it's over his head. And so now it's going to be 4th and 3, and 4th and goal, pardon me, from the 3, and it looks like South Lake's going to bring in their field goal team.
Good pressure there on the middle side. They've got a backer right up in the middle. And I don't know if that's is that Jordan Flood or Ralphie Williams. Ralphie Williams come up and put some pressure right on the quarterback. And he's taken a little bit too long that time. It took some in the knees that time when he let go of that ball.
So Cole Ramage is on for what is going to end up being about a 23-yard field goal. He just kicked one from 55. Now he's against the wind here, but it's not a hurricane wind. He's got a pretty good chance of making this one. Snap is good. They're going to fake it and toss it inside. South Lake will get down to the 1, and they will not get in. That's a nice play call.
They
faked it and ran a man to the inside in a little forward toss. Now, the good thing about that is if it bounces, it's an incomplete pass, not a fumble. But he did not get in the end zone. Union stops him at the 1-yard line, and it doesn't pay off to go that time and be the Riverboat Gambler. Union will have a long way to go at their 1, but they turn away South Lake Carroll. They only trail 3-0 with 11:18 to go here in this first period.
I say not a bad play call by the Dragons. It's a win-win for them, basically, at the field position they've given up, or they score 6 points. And great job by the defense there, seeing that fake and conversion. Everybody fell onto that up back and stopped him right outside the end zone. This is a big play, though, there. We're turning around for the new quarterback, Grady, coming in short field position on his own side.
That is great awareness by that defense. Just great awareness, and that leads you to believe great coaching. All right, so Grady Davenport will be in at quarterback here. Shamari Brooks is going to be the running back. Union at their own 1-yard line will go very tight splits. They trail 3-0 here as we begin this second period, and there's a flag thrown all the way back at the 25-yard line by the back judge.
Delay game?
It's going to be a delay. So Union's going to back up to the less than 1-yard line, the infamous less than 1-yard line, at about the half-yard line. They're going to hand it up out the middle to Brooks. He bounces off one at the 3. He's up to the 5-yard line. They may mark him at the 4. Barnes on the tackle, but that's a nice gain of about 4.5. And I got to tell you, I had the field glasses on that one, and that wasn't the most secure handoff. That ball almost bounced out of there, and this is not where you want to drop it.
Maybe a little nerves bouncing in there.
Second down and about 6 for Union now at the 4-yard line of South Lake Carroll, trailing the Dragons 3-0 with 10:53 to go, second period. Davenport in at quarterback again. Brooks is the running back. He's going to hand to Shamari again. Shamari breaks through at the 5 up to around the 7 or the 8-yard line. A couple of different guys there. Barnes 1 on the tackle, but that's a pretty good gain. Another 3 or so. That gets you out to the 8-yard line. You've got a makeable 3rd down and 3 here without having to put anything in jeopardy for Union. And Davenport, who hasn't thrown a pass yet, of course, we're early in this season, might have his first opportunity.
Well, number 5, the last time we saw number 5, I think, was Farquhar and his quarterback back there.
Yep.
And a little play action would be a lot easier than to drop back at this point, but they help him feel a little more comfortable.
Darius Boone in at the running back position, and Union officials are going to hold up play here for a reason. I'm not quite sure why. The ball at the 8-yard line of Union. They need the 11, so it's 3rd down and 3, trailing 3-0. Double tight. They're going to hand inside. He's going to push forward to about the 10, but that the first down. So Darius Boone does not get the first down, and Union's going to end up with a 4th down and a little bit more than 1. Spittler on the tackle, and they're going to be, I guess at this point, You just didn't want to do something that would damage you, so it's okay to kick it away. You just got to give yourself a little room to do that. And I remember an old college coach that always told me that there's nothing wrong with an offensive series that ends with a kick. A field goal, an extra point, or a punt.
Don't compound the injury is right. What we always used to say, and don't make it worse than it is. And Grady, unfortunately, didn't have an opportunity to throw, but he didn't make a bad mistake.
Farquhar on the punt. This will be his third of the night. This one's going to carry a little bit further. Fair catch called for and made at the 48-yard line by Cade Bell. So that's a good kick by Farquhar, and at least Southlake, although they'll start in Union territory, is backed up a bit. 9:25 to play in this first half. Union trailing Southlake Carroll 3-0, but the Dragons have a little bit of momentum. I want to remind you that you can give a shout-out to your favorite Union player or coach or one of the John's boys, if you like, or Doc. If you want to say happy birthday to Doc, you can. Just do use the open mic feature of the KRMG app. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, you can get Union games. They're right there. You can get them on demand to listen to them later if you like, and you can send an open mic to your favorite Union player. First and 10, Southlake at Union's 48-yard line. Once again, Holmes is going to bring him up. Once again, Johansson is set to his left. Three receivers now motion coming from right to left. Holmes in the shotgun, going to get the snap straight back to throw. He's going to try to throw once again out to Davis, and that ball is going to be incomplete. Holmes, who last year threw for a good amount of yardage, as a matter of fact, Holmes threw for, I think it was 2,855 yards, has been just a little bit off tonight. It'll be second down and 10.
And 67% completion, so he's not a bad quarterback by any means, but he's not been quite that efficient this evening.
No, we saw Mason Holmes last year. He also ran it a little bit. He had 5 interceptions last year he threw as well. Second and 10 from the 48 of Union for Southlake. Holmes again in the shotgun. One back behind him turns hands to his left. Ball coming out to the wide to the left of the 45. Breaks a tackle there. Flag down around the 46-yard line. Got down to the 45 to the 44. Patrick Fields drug him down. That's a gain of about 6. Now let's see the flag. That's either going to be a hold or a face mask, you have to believe.
Yeah, it's interesting placement where that flag came out. No one had a hand on the ball carrier at the time it came out, so I'd be interested to see if it may be holding. I'm not sure.
It should be holding if that's the case. Let's get there's not been a penalty called against Southlake yet. But hey, you're in Texas, so what do you expect? Oh, there was one? I missed that one. Sorry. Oh, that's right, the interference call. He almost picked his pocket, so at that case. So this one will go against the Dragons, and I can stop being biased for Oklahoma. It'll go back all the way. Then it was going to be a holding call, so they're going to back them way up. They're going to take them back to around the 47 or 46 of Southlake Carroll. So they'll repeat the down right there, and they'll have second down, but it'll be second and closer to 16 now for the Dragons.
So far tonight, Holmes is 4 of 8, so he's not on fire yet, but he hadn't had to throw it too often.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Again, Johansson is set off to the left side of Holmes. He's in the shotgun. He's standing really near his own 40-yard line. 9:12 to play, second quarter, 3-0 Dragons. Kind of a disjointed game, as you would expect in game number one. Holmes set for the snap, has it straight back to throw, and whistles blow.
They're leaning a little bit, and I'll tell you, they're calling them pretty tight up front. The Redskins are bringing some blitz in the middle, and that right side of the line of scrimmage was just falling backwards. No steps, but a little movement.
Well, Holmes got lit up a couple of times early on, and those offensive linemen may have gotten an earful when they went to the sidelines. So that'll back them up again, and now they are doing the backwards march. They're at their own 41-yard line with a second around 22. Same set, three receivers right, one left. Johansson now switches to the right of Holmes. Holmes is going to fake inside, straight back. He's going to throw deep to the left side. That ball is almost intercepted, but incomplete. Union was right there. Clayton Keyes is who they were going to. It was Devin Crittenden who was there. Devin just could not quite get it, but there's a flag down back here. Now, if that flag is interference on Union, then that's a really poor call because that was a great, great cover.
I agree. I tell you what, Crittenden was right in the perfect position on his inside shoulder and turned around at the perfect time to catch that ball.
Yep, they're going to call interference. They're going to call, not necessarily interference, they're going to call
hands.
Pushing. They're going to call that he pushed off. Well, that's unfortunate because that was as good a defensive play as you could see. Crittenden had his face staring right at the receiver till the last minute, turned his head at the last minute, ball hit him in the hands. If anything, the receiver came over his back, yet somehow they're going to call it against Union, and it'll be a first down for Southlake, and that really stinks. Now at the 44-yard line of Union, first and 10. Once again, Gaines back in the ballgame. He'll shift to the left. Holmes is going to hand to Gaines. He's going to bounce outside to the right, break a tackle, and almost got away, but did not. Gets to the 45. He lost about a yard. Darius Thornton there on the tackle. Should have had him for about a 3-yard loss, and if I'm Southlake, I'm going to hand to him till he's tired.
Yeah, he's fiery. He didn't want to go down. He made a cutback right at the last second. It looked like he was going to be a loss for three and picked up a couple.
So they're going to bring him back out. I don't get that, but it'll be second down and 10. Johansson back in again at the running back spot. Holmes is going to take it on a quarterback sneak to his left, and he's going to be sacked up about the 44. They may give him the 43. Jordan Kelly got there, and that was quarterback run all the way. Just a safe play, and it'll be third down and 8 now for South Lake. They'll need to reach the Union 34-yard line.
Well, I'm not sure who you're keeping honest with that. I think Holmes had 54 carries last year for 34 yards, so it's not like he's a blazing saddle back there.
No, I just, you know, they didn't think you'd think about it with being called. Maybe you wouldn't, right? So from the 42-yard line of Union, it's third down and 8 for the South Lake Carroll Dragons, leading 3-0 with 7:51 to go here in the second period. Holmes in the shotgun looks to the sideline to get the call. Johansson to his right, two receivers to either side. Holmes just beneath the Dragon on the big Texas logo near midfield. There's the snap, and it goes bouncing along the ground. Again, Holmes picks it up. Here comes pressure, and he won't get away this time. Holmes down at the 49-yard line. Asa Carter, one of the guys there. It looked like maybe Jordan Kelly might have been back there early as well. That's going to be a loss of about 6, and on fourth down and about 14 from their own, or from the 49 of Union, they're going to come punt this thing away. Cole Ramage will come in. Averages around 35 yards a kick. Landon Wood will be back for Union, and Ramage is kicking against the wind, but Landon's going to need to back up just a little bit more. He's going to go dancing back to around the 20-yard line. Teams are set. One receiver moves up to be on the line of scrimmage. There's the snap, and it's a good one. Ramage gets the kick away, and it is a deep kick, and fair catch called for by Landon Wood and made at the 16-yard line, and Union will have the ball. 6:53 to play in the second period, 3-0 Southlake, and now, Zach, Union really needs an offensive drive.
Yeah, they need to put something together for a lot of reasons. One is to put a little wind out of the sails of the Dragons and put a little wind in theirs. They really got to put something together here to get some confidence to the offense. We've got 6:53, so there's plenty of time to score for them once or twice before halftime. And really just built a lot of good confidence early on this team.
And, you know, really, if you're Union, you can point to a lot of missed opportunities, but you can also say they're pretty lucky it's just 3-0.
Oh, you're outstanding. You're absolutely correct. If they're lucky to get right here 3-0, and they could go up, really, at this point if they put one in the end zone.
17-yard line, their own 17. Union starts there. Once again, Grady Davenport will be the guy at quarterback, and this time, once again, we're going to have a different running back, and that is going to be Darius Boone, I believe. He's going to throw to the right side. That ball caught by Trey Brown at the 20. Breaks a tackle there. He's at the 23, 24, 25. Breaks another. Still going across the 30 to 32-yard line. Oh, Trey Brown. Spittler finally brought him down. But Trey's not a big guy. But when he caught that thing, he exploded up the sidelines like somebody released a cannon. First down Union, and that's the spark they needed.
Now we talk about Yak after the catch. And Trey Brown got hit about the 21-yard line and carried the rest of the guys to the 33, so he did a great job not going down.
Davenport with his first completion. Now first and 10 Union at their own 32-yard line. He'll turn and hand inside. That ball's going to dance forward to the 35, 37, 38-yard line. Good push right there. Kevion Cooper brings a little shake that running back spot. He's going to get 6. It'll be second down and 4, and now Union's starting to push it around a little bit.
Well, Union's doing all right on the ground and a little bit in the air right now, so starting to feel a little bit more comfortable here with Grady behind the helm.
Kevion has got that kind of a Eric Dickerson running style, kind of straight up and down here in Dallas. That's probably a good thing. Straight back to pass, Davenport. He pump fakes, got a man deep, wide open, and overthrows him. Oh, C.J. Moore just ran by on the pump fake. Nobody within 7 yards. That's twice tonight. He has been in his own zip code, and both times they've missed him.
Little bucket drill there. He got a little excited, I'm sure. He looked out there on a pump fake to the flat and pulled that thing back down, and Grady had nothing but he and CJ to play catch with, and he overthrew him by 5 yards.
But we all know those are the hardest throws.
They are, absolutely. You got everything running, and all you can see is the end zone. You want to throw it all the way.
5:58 to play, first half, 3-0. Carroll, a Union with 3rd and 5, now at their own 37. Davenport back, throws to his right. Ball caught there by Trey Brown, and he dances forward for the first down. He's at the 43-yard line. Barnes on the 10. Union's got a little something going that, okay, you missed that. That's all right. You're able to come back and make up for it, and maybe Grady Davenport will have the hot hand.
Well, that's what they haven't been able to do in the first quarter is they just kept going third down and out, and this really helps get that momentum.
For, first and 10 Union at their 43. Cooper is going to go straight up the middle, and he is going to be met straight up the middle. Nice job of fighting back to the line of scrimmage, though. The interior of that defense got there pretty quickly. One of the first guys there was Luke Jeter. They met him and really probably had him to rights for a loss of 1, but Cooper fought forward for a gain, and so it's going to be second down and 10.
Okay, he didn't give up because he was hit 3 yards deep, so that's a great job, great fight.
Cooper will stay in there. Once again, it is Davenport at quarterback. Two receivers to the right, Trey Brown, the inside guy. Set to go. There's the snap. Davenport straight back. Looks, fires to the right. That ball is caught. But are they going to say he made it inbounds? No, he did not. Did not make it inbounds. That was Kyrie Richardson, who's got a couple of catches tonight. Made that big long frame of his payoff, but couldn't quite get there. Thompson hit him and knocked him out of bounds, and it'll be third down and 10. Union now at their 43-yard line, trailing 3-0 with 5 minutes to play first half.
That's a great catch right on the sideline, just not enough room to come down with, especially when the defender put a hat on him.
Richardson will go far side, three receivers out there right now. You've got Richardson out there. You've got Trey Brown and A.K. Wilson, although Trey is going to leave right now. Now 2 of 6 on third down are the Redskins. Need this one badly. Going to have to hurry a little bit, too. Only 5 on the play clock. Davenport straight back. Got time. Now he's going to run out of time. Davenport runs. Gets free. He's got a little bit of room. Slides forward to the 50-yard line. Does not get the first down, but a really nice job there by Grady Davenport is showing a little escapability. They're going to mark him at Union's 49, and it'll be fourth down and 4, but that could have been worse.
Great job by Grady, just being elusive, trying to keep the play alive. He didn't really have anywhere to go with it, but he got upfield, picked up a few yards, and again, just made a great, smart play as a quarterback and went down right in the middle of the field and gave his team an opportunity.
So it'll be fourth down, and they will kick it away. Spencer Farquhar standing around his own 33-yard line. Cade Bell standing back at the 15. Redskins need a good punt. Farquhar gets into it. Oh, and it's woefully short. This thing well off the side of his foot. It goes all the way up into the stands. The question is, where will they mark that thing? And the official is running forward. He's at the 35, at the 40, continuing to walk forward at the 45. He's going to stop at the 44. So with 4:18 to play in this first half, Union could have really just kind of flipped the field with a nice punt right there. Couldn't quite do it.
That's not a big, long, deep net punt there. And that,
Six yards?
Yeah. Well, I was leaving the yards off.
Hey, listen. Nobody feels worse than Spencer Farquhar. Nobody wants to kick at 6 yards.
Yeah,
he just went off the side of his
that's
foot.
That's tough. That's another. They picked up the ball the Dragons have tonight around the 40-yard line every time they've touched it.
So they're going to have it first and 10, leading 3-0. Carroll with 4:18 to go in this first half. Once again, it will be Mason, their quarterback, at the 45-yard line. He'll be in the shotgun, standing at his 40. It is Hubbard and Johansson this time, at the running back slot. So they're flanking him to either side. Union sneaks up like they'll blitz. Straight back is Holmes. Here comes the pressure. Holmes has a guy on him and overthrows that ball, and it's a good thing he did. They were trying to get the ball to Davis. Three Union Redskins were closing in, and one of those guys was number 6, Mitchell Lewis. And if he goes up to catch that, Mitchell Lewis is going to introduce him to dreamland. It's 2nd and 10.
He had a target on him, and it looked like they maybe felt a whistle or something. It looks like the rush stopped right there at the end, but they had plenty of time to throw the ball.
Once again, it's the 2 running backs. This time, though, Johansson and Gaines. They're going to hand inside to Johansson. He breaks free to the left, but he has popped right at the 45-yard line. A really nice job by Thornton. It looked like Johansson was going to have a lot of room, and Thornton got him at the, well, we're going to call it the 46, pardon me, because they're going backward, going toward Union's side. So it'll be 3rd down and about 8. They'll mark it closer to the 47-yard line. And with 3:52 to go in this first half, trailing 3-0, Union could get it back one more time.
I'll tell you, that was a great job by Thornton, fighting off the defender on the left shoulder.
Once again, Johansson and Gaines, they're on either side of Mason, who is in the shotgun. He's going to drop back to throw, goes to the right side. Ball bounces off one player at the end of the air, bounced off Hudson Schrum, and hung there deliciously for a second. One guy picks it off, he'll score, but it hits the ground. But it's incomplete, and it will be 4th down, and now South Lake.
That's a tough catch for Hudson. He's coming across on an underneath screen, and he's screaming. He goes about 2 or 3 yards upfield and then comes flying across on a drag, and that quarterback's only about 10 yards from him.
Once again, Cole Ramage back to kick from about his own 31. He's going to get the foot into it, and it's going to go long enough that Landon might have a chance, Wood, to return it. He does, makes the catch around the 17. Doesn't get far, but he at least put an effort into it. He'll go up to around the 18-yard line. And with 3:21 to go in this first half, trailing 3-0, the Redskins will get at least one more chance of it on offense.
Well, they turn it around, and so is the tail of the first half tonight. They've gotten the ball inside the 20 almost every time they've touched it. So if you talk about field position, the Dragons have got it on the 50 with a short field, and the Redskins have got it on their 1 to 15, and made for a long field for them to attack, and they just haven't been able to put it together yet.
You can tell you're in Texas, can't you? If you look about maybe a half mile straight to the south of us, there's another high school football stadium. We can see the scoreboard from here. As a matter of fact, the Panthers are playing the – I can't read the other one because something's in the way. Mustang Panther Stadium. First down for Union. They're going to hand the ball up the middle. It's Peyton Morrison who is back in the game. He's going to hand it off. Or pardon me, they hand it to Shamari Brooks. Shamari's going to bounce forward for about three. It is still Grady Davenport at quarterback. So that's going to give him a second down and about seven. Davenport with a couple of pretty good throws last time. Let's see if they can pull something else out. They'll mark it at the 21-yard line. They'll need the 28 for a first down. Down 3-0 with 2:57 to go in the first period for Union. Davenport in the shotgun. Again, Brooks is the running back. Brooks moves up. Davenport throws. That ball is caught by Nichols at the 25. Makes an inside move. Pops free at the 30. He's got the first down at the 31-yard line. Good job by Nichols. That's going to get him about seven. Barrett Buck is the guy who made the tackle. Now at the 31-yard line of Union, the Redskins will have a first down. 2:43 to play first half. Try to get something going as they trail 3-0. Brooks will shift to the right. Once again, it is Davenport in the shotgun. Davenport will hand the ball up at the middle, and it's going to be a burst forward of about two. Jackson Cantor there. Once again, it is Shamari Brooks. And, you know, Union's not getting the big gash plays that they've gotten the last couple of years on Southlake. They killed them in the middle. As a matter of fact, one of the big long runs last year was 75 yards for a score. None of that, though, so far this year.
Timeout, Southlake.
And, of course, last year, Tyler Adkins is an inexperienced running back. There's no question. But Union really thought that when Southlake was bigger, and they're big now, but they were even bigger last year, that the best thing to do was pound them inside. We've heard that Union coaches say and the Southlake coaches say they think that this could be as good a defense as Southlake has ever had, and they have certainly proven that up the middle tonight. Union's got a little something there, but they haven't made a living.
Was that 75-yard right after halftime? Or was it? Okay, I thought maybe that, if I remembered it right, coming right out of halftime, he went 75. So.
Yep, and that was at the time when everybody was saying he couldn't go 75, and suddenly he was going 75, 80, 85 on teams across the state of Oklahoma, and now he's playing at Pittsburgh State in Kansas, and I hope he has 1,000 yards this year.
Yeah, he put it together last year and was a fun guy to watch, and I think we're going to see a lot of that same excitement out of our backfield this year.
52 rushing yards for Union tonight, so it has not been easy going there, but they've gotten enough of it done. And when you look at the offense tonight, you've had real opportunities. C.J. Moore should have two scores right now, but he's just been missed a couple of times. That's rust, because I don't care how many times you do it in practice, game speed's different,
yep.
So that makes a difference. But you've had opportunities to be only down by 3-0 right now. You probably feel pretty good about it.
I think the defense has played extremely well this evening against this offense, and the offense really hasn't played poorly. They've just had a few bad snaps that they haven't been able to connect on.
2:11 to play in this first half, 3-0 Carroll Union with a second down, and we're going to call it 7 at their own 33-yard line. Well, we'll call it 8. They really need the 41. Davenport has two receivers to either side, and he's got Brooks in the running back. Davenport's going to pull it down and run the draw, but he got nowhere. It's a really nice job inside by Thompson, who made the play at his shoestrings. The call, if he gets Pi Thompson, might go for another 6 or 7, but he couldn't get there. And so it's going to be 3rd down and about 6. Doc Blevins down on the field. What do you have?
Well, that stadium that you see the game from, that is Grapevine and Colleyville Heritage share that stadium.
Ah, gotcha. Doc Blevins knows everything. On this 3rd down, Davenport throws to his left. Ball caught. C.J. Moore with his first catch of the night. It's up to the 42-yard line, and the Redskins will move the chains with a minute 41 to go.
That's an easy pitching catch out there, just a slant route. You got a 6-foot-tall kid out on the outside with a big body to throw to. He runs a 3-step slant route and picks up the first down.
Murphy on the tackle. 1st and 10 now for Union at their own 42-yard line. Kevion Cooper back at the running back slot. Again, it's Davenport. He's going to pull the ball down and run it himself. Great. He's got some room at the 45. Plays free. The 50 still on his feet. Dropped the ball, but it bounced out of bounds. Whoa, that's fortunate for Union. Davenport pulled away from a second person. Jim Miskell is the guy that dragged it out of there, but it bounced out of bounds. And the football gods are on your side right now, so they're going to mark it right at midfield. And Union will have 2nd down and 1, and it also stopped the clock.
Looks like they're getting a couple of those bounces they didn't get in that first quarter, and that's exactly right. Stop the clock. Now they got 50 yards to go. And a minute 20 to get there.
The Southlake coaches are just all right, and occasionally you can hear words that you probably don't want to hear, so just don't listen. All right, 2nd down and about 1 for Union, just inside the 49-yard line of Southlake. Davenport back. He's going to throw deep down the middle. Got a man over, throws him again. Kevion Cooper was the guy that was open. He goes straight down the middle. Linebacker couldn't cover him. Davenport had pressure, and the ball's overthrown. It'll be 2nd down and 10, a minute 14 to play. First half, 3-0 Southlake. But, boy, Union's giving themselves opportunities.
There's plenty of opportunity and plenty of green space to run and catch in tonight. So, you know, that's kind of what this happens. The first game, you got to shake off a little rust. You got two quarterbacks coming into the game, and the timing isn't just right on. So it's a lot of encouraging moments right now that they can work on at half.
So now on this third down, we're going to call it third down and one. The ball right at the 49. They need the 48. Davenport going to hand inside to Shamari Brooks. Bounces to the right. He's going to have the first down. Down to the 46-yard line. That'll take the clock to 108. Second quarter, 3-0 Carroll. When it comes to timeouts, Lake Union has two left, so we're good. Werner on the tackle right there. They'll move it at the 46-yard line. Clock ticks just under 1 minute to go now. Shamari Brooks back at running back. Once again, Davenport in the shotgun. Straight back. Has time. He's going to fire it down the middle, and that ball is going to be overthrown. And, boy, that's a really nice job by the offensive player there. I think that was C.J. Moore because that ball could have easily been intercepted. No, it was Kyrie Richardson. Sorry. And Kyrie got up high enough to block the vision of the Southlake player without touching him to bring up a second down and 10.
That's when the offensive receiver becomes the defender, and he did a great job of going up and maybe deflecting that so that no one caught it. It maybe just looked like a different read between the quarterback and the receiver there over under the DB.
50 seconds to go, first half, 3-0 Carroll, but Union has second and 10 at the Carroll 47-yard line. Davenport with the snap, straight back. Here comes pressure. He's going to throw the screen. He's got Shamari Brooks at the 45-40. Shamari, 35-30. Shamari at the 25-20. Cuts back to the 15. Shamari on his feet to the 13-yard line. A terrific play by the Union Redskins. The tackle by Jim Miskell. That's going to take it down to around the 11-yard line, 33 yards, first and 10 for Union with 38 seconds to go.
Great job there. Just getting the ball in the hands of an athlete and letting him run. And how about that? The whole line of scrimmage is out there pushing forward. So great hustle by the line of scrimmage getting out in front of their back.
Well, and, you know, tonight, these guys, Southlake, they've not pressured a lot. But when they started to get the pressure late, that's a brilliant call to allow them to come. And, well, it's difficult as a defensive lineman. You want to think you're that guy. You're that all-star. So is it that easy or are they letting me go? In this case, they let you go.
Yeah, you get a little bit of excitement there. You turn up field and you're getting after that quarterback. And then you think real quick, there's a reason why it looks like I got a clean shot on the quarterback. I better turn around.
On Shamari Brooks, Kirk Frederick told me on Monday, he said Shamari's probably 10, 15 pounds heavier. You can tell he still has burst. He might not have the complete burst he had last year, but you saw some of that extra weight right there when it comes to muscle because he broke several tackles.
Yeah, and this evening when he went up in the middle last year, we saw him a lot of times get hit right at the line of scrimmage, and if it didn't have a squeeze where he could squeeze through the first contact to get to the second level, he oftentimes got stopped. Tonight, he's made it through that second up to the second level and third quite a bit of those times.
So it's 3-0 South Lake Carroll in a game that's been back and forth, and the Redskins have had a lot of opportunities. It'll be Courtney Holmes in at the running back slot. It will be first and 10 for Union at the 11-yard line of South Lake Carroll. 38 seconds to go, and Union now with one timeout. Carroll has one timeout as well, so you got to manage this. Trey Brown will come to the right side. A.K. Wilson is here, and so is C.J. Moore. It will be tied in to the right side as well for Union. Actually, to the left side. Davenport in the shotgun. He's ready. Back to throw. Davenport looks, got pressure. He's running to his left. He's going to have to get rid of it, and he just dumps the ball right at the feet of A.K. Wilson. That's a nice play by Davenport, so that's going to bring up second and 10. But it is second and 10. You got 31 seconds to go, and there was no chance of disaster.
I like Grady back there in the backfield. He's doing a really good job of reading, making some decisions, and like this, just evading the rush, getting outside the pocket, and putting at the feet of the running back and not making a big mistake.
So it's second and 10 now at the 11-yard line. Don't have a lot of time. 31 seconds to go, trailing 3-0 here in this first half. Davenport in the shotgun waiting. There's the snap. He's going to run it forward to himself. Grady at the 10. Gets away from there, but can't get past the 6-yard line. A couple of guys hit him. The final tackle in there was made by, that was number 20, Barrett Buck. So the clock continues to run now at 18 seconds, and Union will call that final timeout right there. He got down to around the 7, so it would be third down and about 6. And with 18 seconds to go, you easily have time to make a couple of play calls here, Zach. You make a call that if it gets a first down, you immediately go to the line of scrimmage and probably spike it.
Yeah, I think you throw it on first down, and if you're right. If you don't get it, you're fourth down. So you call two plays in the huddle right here. If you pick up the first down, then you kick it. If you don't, you've got a second play call and you get after it.
And with 18 seconds to go and no timeouts, you might have to spike it in there one time, but you got plenty of time to do it.
Well, this isn't Colorado, though. You don't get five downs.
If you get the first down. If you get the first down here, you come up and you spike the ball, or you try to throw it in the end zone and throw it incomplete on purpose. Either way, you stop the clock and you've got time. That was interesting to get the five down. Only in Buffalo. You know why? There's a reason they passed medical marijuana.
You had to slow them down a little bit.
Just saw some lightning back to our east, but hopefully that will not come our way. All right, so it's third down and about six for Union. 18 seconds to go in the first half. They trail 3-0 to South Lake Carroll. They are on Carroll's, we're going to call it 7-yard line. Davenport in the shotgun. A.K. Wilson in motion. Davenport throws to the end zone. Ball caught. Touchdown, Union Redskins. What a brilliant throw and catch. Boy, Davenport put that on the inside shoulder, nice and low. C.J. Moore makes the catch, and the Redskins lead this thing 6-3, and that was a textbook drive.
That was a great drive and a good job there by the quarterback. They started in twins to the left. They motioned across the field and gave C.J. just an open lane to run in, and what an easy pitch and catch they made. Made it look simple.
You got to give Davenport credit. Now, here's a guy that hasn't, and of course, neither has Morrison, played a whole lot of football when it comes to varsity, and he put that thing in the only place he would.
Low and away, and the only place they could make the catch without getting deflected. Great, great pitch and catch.
Rauschenberg awesome. In for the extra point. Knocks that thing through with 13 seconds to go. The Redskins take the lead. 7-3 Union. Somehow, even though it's been a disjointed first half, they grab the lead. They'll kick off when we come back. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride. You want to rock down the road? Best to get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now, ain't that fine? We've been rolling out quality for years, it's true. Everyday tires and custom, too.
You have many choices when it comes to automotive repair and maintenance. I'd like you to consider that from new tires to brake and alignment work, oil changes to fluid flushes and mechanical repairs, for over 40 years, folks in Green Country have been choosing Cecil & Sons Discount Tires for their tires, maintenance services, and mechanical repair needs. To all of them, we want to say thank you for your trust and for your business. Now, we've grown to three locations to serve you. Our two in Sand Springs, plus our newest location at 100 South Main in Sepulpa. Why not come on down yourself to any of our three locations and see why so many second, third, and even fourth generation customers keep choosing Cecil & Sons Discount Tires for their automotive care needs.
We're a solid part of your community. It's a big, proud piece of our history. Cecil & Sons Discount Tires, everything round for a just right ride.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Welcome back to South Lake Carroll, where Union now leads by a score of 7-3 with 13 seconds to go here in the first half. Rauschenberg puts the foot to the ball, and he'll knock it out the back of the end zone. So the Dragons will take over at their own 25-yard line. Remember, we are playing NCAA rules because you're in Texas, and that's how they do it in high school, which means you can bring that thing out of the end zone, and also placement of the ball, a couple of things like that, including this 25-yard line. So the drive for the Union Redskins was epic. 13 plays, 82 yards, 3 minutes, 7 seconds, home 7-yard, the 7-yard touchdown catch for Moore. What a terrific, terrific drive right there for the Union Redskins. So now it is 7-3 Union, and it will be an opportunity of 13 seconds for South Lake, but I don't know how much they're going to do with that. Holmes in the shotgun is going to hand up off the middle to Gaines, and he's going to come to the left side to around the 30-yard line, and he's going to get tackled, and I got to think they're going to let it run to the end, and we're going to go to the half here.
Yeah, I think that's all we have for the first one.
That's going to do it. So we're at the half. Somehow the Union Redskins, after a rather disjointed quarter and a half, pulled together on a really nice offensive drive, and they lead South Lake Carroll 7-3 at the end of one. We'll come back and take a look at stats. Also have our halftime guest as we open up high school football in Oklahoma, in Texas, tonight on KRMG. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Trust, reliability, safety, only found in the Subaru. Subaru is proud to have earned the trust and reliability of both owners and experts alike. In fact, Subaru has been named Kelley Blue Book's 2016 Best Overall Brand, Most Trusted Brand, and Best Resale Value. For more information, visit KBB.com. Hurry into Subaru. A lot to love event going on at Ferguson Subaru, and experience the power and safety of Subaru's legendary road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive. Plus, you can get 0% APR financing on the 2017 Outback, Legacy, or Forester. Offer ends August 31st. Take a short drive to Ferguson Subaru and see why Subaru is the official vehicle for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the BA at the Elm Place exit, across from Bass Pro, or find them at FergusonSubaru.com. Subaru, confidence in motion. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Incorporated.
We've got what you're looking for. Ferguson Subaru. I saw Wayne the other day. He's the owner of OK Transmissions, where every transmission comes with a lifetime warranty. Good as long as you own your vehicle. Wherever you are in the continental USA, parts and labor included. Anyway, Wayne was showing me around the brand new 10,000 square foot facility he's building at 61st and 145th East Avenue. And he said he knows that he didn't do this all by himself. That he wouldn't even need a bigger location if it weren't for the good people of Oklahoma who've trusted him and counted on him over the years. And he promised he'll never take any of them for granted. He said the same thing about the fine folks that work there, building and repairing transmissions and keeping the place running. And then he paid a nice tribute to our local police forces, the first line of defense when there's trouble. Well, the second line of defense if you own a gun. He said he was a bit fed up with people who buy into all that hate police garbage that professional troublemakers have been stirring up. Why is it that most of them who want to take away everybody's guns all got guys with guns nearby to protect them? Never could figure that